Six of the eight candidates for mayor of Charlotte debated each other yesterday. WFAE's Tom Bullock was at the hour-long event, and he's boiled it down to one single question.
So what question do I want to focus on? Here's moderator Jeffrey Saunier.
As mayor, would you support the current toll lane project, and would you support additional future toll lane projects in Charlotte and surrounding communities?
It's a good question, since all the votes on the Regional Transportation Board are weighted by population. So as Charlotte goes, so does the vote on the board, more or less. And the answers showed the tactics the big three Democrats are using at the heart of their campaigns. Here's Joel Ford.
I would absolutely not support tolls in this region or in the city of Charlotte.
The state senator pitches himself as the only candidate who can work with Republican lawmakers in Raleigh to improve things here, like getting more state money for roads. Next up, Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles, who blamed the toll lanes on the GOP.
I have to say that this decision was made in 2011 with Speaker Tom Tillis in the state legislature.
But Lyles, as the city's representative on the Regional Transportation Board, has cast deciding votes in the project. She pitches herself as someone who knows best how city government works and pivoted in her answer from tolls to how the city needs managed lanes to make public transportation work better. Finally, Mayor Jennifer Roberts.
So they said during my first campaign, I was against the contract.
Roberts is running on her record and her 2 years of experience as mayor of Charlotte. She pointed out that canceling the toll contract may cost the city $200 million, which is why she is not working on doing so. The Republican frontrunner, Kenny Smith, did not participate in the debate. Republican Kimberly Page Barnett and Democrats Constance Party Johnson and Lucille Puckett also spoke out against the toll project. You can see the debate next Tuesday night on WTVI. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.